VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.6 earthquake has hit northern Japan near a major city. The agency says the earthquake struck the island of Hokkaido about 3 a.m. local time Thursday. The quake's epicenter is about 27 kilometers east of the city of Tamakomai, which has a population of about 175,000, and about 65 kilometers southeast of Sapporo, which is a major metropolitan area of 1.9 million people. The quake triggered a blackout across a wide area of Hokkaido. It also affected telephone service and television broadcasting in Sapporo. Two bombs exploded at a wrestling club in the Afghan capital Kabul on Wednesday. At least 20 people have been killed, more than 60 wounded. Police said a suicide bomber blew himself up inside the club, which is in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. A second explosion happened nearby as victims of the first explosion were being cared for. A Trump official writes in the New York Times that senior staff is pushing back against an amoral and impetuous president. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Someone identified as a senior official wrote an anonymous op-ed that the New York Times published under the headline, "I am part of the resistance inside the Trump administration." The official writes, "Many senior officials are working diligently from within to frustrate parts of Trump's agenda and his worst inclinations." The writer counts as successes the massive tax cut and rollbacks of environmental regulations, but says there's a two-track presidency underway, one in which the president embraces autocrats like Vladimir Putin, and another that seeks to preserve U.S. relations with like-minded democracies. This isn't the work of the so-called deep state, the writer says. It's the work of the steady state. Warren Levinson, New York.
Mr. Trump called the editorial gutless and a disgrace. This is VOA News. Britain has charged